from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God. We thank God who has given us another opportunity. Every day is an opportunity, and I pray you will not misuse this opportunity in Jesus' mighty name. I don't know what might have been happening. I don't know what you have been passing through. I don't know who have offended you or grieved you. I still want to talk about grievances. There are so many people you have labored for. You have done everything you could to make their life better, but they turn against you. They jeopardize your effort. Brethren, relax. Relax. I said relax. And turn their grievances to joy. Make good use of yourself. As you are doing so, the Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. That's what we want to talk about again today. But before going to the Word of God, before bringing out the scriptures that backs this up, that open our eyes to things like this, I celebrate with those that are celebrating their birthday today. If today's your birthday, I congratulate you. I say happy birthday. Every year shall be better than the last. Your birthday will bring good things unto you. It will be a memorable day in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray with those that are marking one special day or the other. Special days, you don't forget easily. And I pray many more special days will come your way in Jesus' mighty name. You will acquire good things, and it shall be well with you in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Now let's go into the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord today. You remember what we are talking about yesterday? We talk about grievances. Are you being grieved? Remember, it started with God. When God said, He grieved Him to the heart for making man. So brethren, but God finds solution. You today, you also find solution. You will make way. You just have to forgive and forget. You have to move on. Grievances will always come. Let's hear what the book of Psalm 95 verse 10 says. Psalm 95 verse 10 says, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do hear in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Hear that? For 40 years, 40 solid years, 40 solid years. Remember the children of Israel, the chosen generation, the people that the Lord loved. For 40 years, you know, He did a lot of miracles, He did a lot of things. But what happened? They grieved Him to the heart. They grieved Him. They refused to obey Him. Many atrocities were done. Many things were done to grieve the Lord. Brethren, have you been grieved? Learn how to forgive. You just have to move on. When you are grieved and you are still nursing that grievance in your heart, it stagnates. Let's see what the book of Isaiah chapter 63 verses 9 and 10 says. Hear this, Isaiah 63 verse 9 says, in all the affliction He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity He redeemed them, and He bare them and carried them all the days of old. Hear that? Jesus Christ was there for us. Whenever we are in trouble, He will stay with us in trouble. His angel will come around. They help us, they save us. We call on His name and He will answer us. Despite all our evil ways, despite our shortcoming, we greet Him to the marrow. But Jesus Christ will always come around. He always stretches forth the hand of love. He always showers His mercy upon us. He always tries to redeem us. And He always tried. Jesus Christ has been the lifter of our soul. Jesus Christ has been the source of everything. But still, we are still grieving Him. We are still doing those abominable things. And at the end of the day, we will be saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't know. That's what you are saying. Hear what verse 10 say. Hear what verse 10 say. This will make you to know that God has been grieved. Only God knows how many times we are grieving Him in a day. Verse 10. And we stop there today. Verse 10 says, but they rebel and vex His Holy Spirit. Therefore, He was turned to be their enemy, and He fought against them. God, at times, you know, if not for Jesus that has been crying, Abba, Father, God, at times, we just turn around. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening. There was a time God sent fire onto the planet's house to destroy the heart. He said, no, I won't do that again. He sent water. The Lord said, no, I won't do this again. Look at many things that are happening. See, woman being a hadaman. Brethren, today, if you are under my voice, if you are listening to this, why don't you try your own part not to grieve the heart of the Lord? Why don't we try to do His will? Why don't we try to be our brother's keeper? Do you know, He said, whenever we come to Him and ask for mercy, He will have mercy on us just because of the blood. Because of the blood that was shed on Calvary. Brethren, I pray today that the Lord will give you a new heart. The Lord will make you to understand. This is very deep. That brother, that sister, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman has grieved you. Learn how to forgive and you keep moving. Let me stop here today. By the grace of God, I will be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say, enjoy divine refreshment. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 9038 02 1402 or +234 8056 16 7840. You can also write us through our email ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.